It's inexpensive and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Hi, this is Michael Golden. Voice of Many Waters Ministry would like to invite you to join my wife, Danette, and I for a special night of Messianic praise and worship music. The time is Saturday, January the 19th at 7 p.m. And the place? 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. A love offering will be taken at the door. You can call 1-800-205-6245 for more information or 970-587-5267. See you there. Shalom.
Good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we had hoped to have our good friend Michael Shaw with us this morning, but he's not here yet. So I thought maybe what I'd do would be just to go over, you know, some of the things that happened during the 20th century that don't make sense. And when things don't happen, they don't make sense, there has to be an explanation. In other words, when the people who control our government consistently help our enemies, there must be a logical explanation for that. So let's go back to the beginning of the last century. So why did Herbert Hoover send 97% of the relief supplies that the United States sent to Russia after World War I to the communist regime, and only 3% of the relief supplies to the regions that were controlled by the men who opposed the communists? So that isn't logical, because communism was talking about how it was going to destroy the West, and yet here's Herbert Hoover, later to become the President of the United States, heading the relief mission immediately after the First World War, when there was extensive starvation in Russia. And you would have thought that they would want to help everybody, but 97% of the relief supplies went to the communists. Now, how can you verify that? Well, Herbert Hoover's memoirs, and of course, is quoted in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and the exact reference, and we have the pages from the book if you want to see them. Why did the United States and Great Britain support Lenin and sabotage the anti-communist regime after the Russian Revolution? Of course, that's a story that's told in General Wrangel's book. He headed the Army of the South that was fighting the communists, and he was able to collect money and buy supplies, but he bought airplanes to use in the battle, and the British destroyed his airplanes. Why would they destroy his airplanes? And then they told him if he did not retreat to the Black Sea and withdraw, that they would cut off all of his supplies and all of his men would be slaughtered. And of course, you know, without ammunition, without military supplies, you can't fight, and yet the British cut off or threatened to cut off his military supplies, or General Wrangel had no alternative other than to cede the southern part of Russia to the communists. Why would the British have done that? Why did the U.S. abandon the American soldiers who were captured by the communists after the Bolshevik Revolution? And we had men actually stationed in a place called Vladivostok. And they were captured by the communists, and we didn't try to get them back. Why would that happen? Why wouldn't the American government try to protect its soldiers? Why did Colonel Edward Mandel House, who was President Wilson's representative, convince the Prime Minister of France, who was Clemenceau, and the Prime Minister of Italy, who was Orlando, the West couldn't defeat the communist regime in Russia when Colonel House knew that wasn't true? And that's really one of the more interesting things I have found when I went through Colonel House's papers at Yale University, which have been suppressed since they were given to Yale University back in about 1923. And Colonel House kept a diary, and it was a fascinating diary in which he talked about what his everyday life. And of course, Colonel House was one of the major architects of what's going on today, one of the founders of the Council on Foreign Relations, but he was a mystic and very deeply involved in the occult. And, of course, in his diary, he tells the story of how he worked with Clemenceau in Orlando and convinced them both that it would be impossible to defeat the communists. And then he wrote in his diary, "But I knew it wasn't true." Why would he do that? Why would he object to putting down the communist regime? Well, I hope we have Michael on the line. Good morning. How are you?
I am fine, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Well, this is Michael Shaw of Freedom Advocates, stationed here in Santa Cruz. And Michael, of course, is very, very concerned about Agenda 21, about the environmental movement, how they're using the environmental movement to take away our property rights. And his ministry, his organization, certainly sends material all over the world, and he's a nationally known speaker, and we're just pleased to have him here in the Santa Cruz area, trying to educate the public about what's going on, because Santa Cruz is really, way out in front with all of these crazy programs of certainly a small group of people determining what people will do with their property. And I mean, it's basically a communist concept of government, where a small ruling elite controls the masses. So you pick the story up there, Michael.
Well, the times are getting tough in America. The issue of private property is really under attack. And, every bit of good news needs to be savored by the American people, because the times are beginning where it's truly the condition where if you're a rancher or a farmer, you're under enormous attack. And the attack is preparing itself for suburban landscapes, because the design under sustainable development, which is really the philosophy that is guiding our federal government these days and our state governments and most of the local governments for that matter, the design is that all people live in smart growth communities. That means we stack and pack people on top of each other and really narrow the confines in which human beings operate. And you say, oh, that's not possible. But you got to then look at the international agreements and the laws that are being enacted and the development patterns that are being followed. And, there's no place like Denver for smart growth or sustainable development initiatives. You see it, and the emphasis on getting people out of cars and on to public transportation, and the effort to get people in these high-rise living arrangements just continues to parade unabated as we find that it becomes more and more difficult to sustain yourself on parcels of land out in rural areas. So it's a time for Americans to understand what this is and how it's coming about and how it doesn't matter if you vote Democrat or Republican. We're being saddled with a new living condition that, when it's said and done, very few people are going to appreciate or enjoy. It goes to the core of the American lifestyle.
Well, you hang on there, Michael. We'll be back in just a moment. And they're doing this very gradually, but this is the master plan. Sustainable living portion. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Bible teacher and author of various publications on the Hebraic roots of the Messianic biblical faith, Eddie Chumney will be speaking in Johnstown two special nights, January 15th and 16th. also featuring the Intercourt Hebraic Dance Group. Pizza and Subways will be free. The location is the Johnstown Community Building, 101 West Charlotte, across from the KHNC radio station. Call the radio station for more information at 970-587-5175.
KHNC brings you another exciting meet and greet Sunday, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. here at the KHNC studios in Johnstown. Meet with MagnetiCare developer Bob Kirschbaum as he conducts a workshop on the use of therapeutic magnets. And delight yourself with Jerusalem Imports as Dinah brings you authentic, one-of-a-kind imported products from Israel. Join us here Sunday afternoon, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. Call 800-205-6245 for more information. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, and Michael was talking about sustainable development, sustainable living. And, of course, there really is a plan to establish sustainable communities. Right now, of course, they're not doing that. I mean, in many areas of Denver, there are extensive, you know, housing developments. But the plan is there, and it will be implemented little by little under one guise or another. Rather, limiting water to people in living in rural areas, controlling the well water, things of that sort, certainly making it so expensive to live in a large home. I mean, everything is being done. They want to take away our ability to have incandescent light bulbs. Oh, we have to have these fancy new light bulbs that are made in China. They've outlawed regular light bulbs. Because, of course, energy is in such short supply. There's no reason for a shortage of energy. They've created the shortage by blocking the development of nuclear power. Of course, we subsidize nuclear power stations in communist China, but we can't build them in the United States because we don't know what to do with the expended fuel. And, of course, what you do is reprocess it, but they won't allow the nuclear fuel to be reprocessed. They want the problem. They don't want a solution. They want the problem. You go ahead and pick up there, Michael.
Well, I'm going to dovetail off a little bit here and talk about a recent court case that is not all bad and that is actually good news. It's a break. It gives landowners and property right advocates a course to follow that, if exercised properly, may provide some legal backstops. This globalist move towards sustainable development. In November, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the Western Federal Court System, unanimously applied a 2005 Supreme Court decision that operates to change how inverse condemnations are evaluated. Now, inverse condemnation is the primary tool used by governments to redirect how private property is dedicated and used by its owners. An inverse condemnation action results when regulations become so onerous that a landowner can't use his property. We see that all the time here in California and throughout the country. And the tool of inverse condemnation is being used more and more by governments to restrict the landowner's use of their property. So what happened was this. In 2005, the Supreme Court of the United States made a couple of very infamous decisions. One everybody knows about is Kelo versus the City of New London. And in Kelo, what the court decided on a split decision was that government can partner with whomever they want. In this case, it was Pfizer Corporation, the pharmaceutical. And what Pfizer wanted to do was take a couple blocks of housing in a city called New London, build a parking lot to support their new corporate headquarters. And some of the people in the city of New London simply didn't want to give their 30-year home they lived in for 30 years. It was a fine neighborhood, over to the city so the city could give it to Pfizer and have their homes demolished. Well, this was the perfect case to come before the Supreme Court, so thought the advocates of private property, because this could put an end to the bogus blighted designations that were occurring across the country so that property could be given over to government's, quote, partner, so that companies like Pfizer could proceed with their plans to move whole neighborhoods. Well, the surprise came in 2005 when the Supreme Court said, that's all right. Nothing wrong with it. So that people had to vacate their homes and move out so that Pfizer could move in. Well, that was a 5-4 decision from the Supreme Court, but it relied heavily on a case called Lingle, Lingle versus Chevron. Now, Lingle is the governor of Hawaii, and Chevron was in a spot where, amazingly, they were defending the private property interests of all Americans. Well, in the Lingle decision, a unanimous decision of the Supreme Court, it held that that the state of Hawaii could enforce rent controls on gas stations, in essence. And that was the decision that led forward to the New London decision. But an interesting twist, which often happens in the application of law, occurred from the Lingle decision. Because in Lingle, it also said that a government that relied on the notion for taking person A's property, that if they are, quote, substantially advancing a legitimate state interest, that the claims of inverse condemnation, which we talked about a moment ago, could not be made. In other words, if your property is so regulated that you can't use it, you stand up and say, wait a minute, you have taken my property through regulation. The court, since the 1980s, has said, well, if the state can stand up and say we were advancing a legitimate state interest, well, the state is off the hook. But interestingly enough, in this case, Lingle versus Chevron, which really advanced and established the concept that public-private partnership was okay in replacement of free enterprise, they said, we're no longer going to allow the defense in a condemnation case that the cities had been taking for 20 or 30 years now, that if they were advancing a legitimate state interest, that no longer becomes a defense to an inverse condemnation case. Well, potentially this could really open the door. Now, most of us read Lingle at the time and said this is a bad decision because it really undermines free enterprise and private property. But in November of this last year, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals took a typical condemnation case and said, well, wait a minute, we don't like this idea, the defense against the taking of your property, that the government was doing the community good isn't a defense against the taking of private property. So without that defense in the case at point, the courts ruled that if the city or the state takes the use of your property, we're talking about the use of your property, and defends, well, we were doing the public good, that the defense is no longer viable. So this opens up the door that should have been opened all along and says, well, if your use is taken, there's only one question. And the question is, how much is owed by the taxpayer to the property owner for the taking of his use? Now, that's a good decision. It's about time, and it gives all of America a defense to the fast development of public-private partnership. Now, that's the economics that rests behind sustainable development principles. is a partnership between government and business, which is why multinationals love the concept of sustainable development. Because under sustainable development, if you don't partner with government, you don't do business. And that had been flying along very swimmingly for a long time, and a lot of progress by sustainable developers had relied upon this concept that all government could defend themselves by simply marching before a judge and uttering a magical incantation, which would have been, "The judge, we was just doing the common good." Now, as a result of the Armendariz decision, that defense no longer exists. And when government works and combines with private property owners, they now have to pay the price. They have to pay reasonable compensation for such action.
Well, I think certainly that is to the advantage of the property owner. You don't want to lose your property, but you certainly don't want to lose your property and not get paid for it.
Well, that's for sure. And but if enough property owners take the ruling to heed and recognize their new tool, their new defense against the government taking the use of their property, we could maybe flatten the tire of the sustainable development machinery that is locking up private property around the country. So the backers of the globalist sustainable development movement have to reevaluate their techniques.
Well, first, they really hate private property. They want to take away our property rights. And this, I mean, without property rights, there is no freedom. Life, liberty, and property were these concepts that were laid out by John Locke. And actually, that was originally in the Declaration of Independence. They took out property and they substituted the words pursuit of happiness. But every place in the Constitution you see the words life and liberty, you will see the word property associated with it, because property and the right to our property and to do with our property what we want is the essence of individual freedom. And there are people who hate that. There are people who want to control us. And when you understand that, you know, understand what our founding fathers believed. They knew that the evil lurks in the hearts of men, and there are always those who want to control others. And that's why they created our government different, where they limited the power of the government so the bureaucrats and the aristocrats couldn't control the population. Now we've forgotten that, and certainly we have a great constitution. What we need to do is reclaim it, because it is not being applied. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, George Washington said it very succinctly. He said, "Private property and freedom are inseparable."
Right.
I made that quote on a radio show in Wisconsin some while ago, and an administrator with the local school system called up and just took great issue with that whole concept and told the audience that George Washington is an old, dead white man, and that isn't relevant any longer.
Well, it is the very essence of our society, and there are a lot of school administrators who are Marxists, and they believe in a ruling elite. Especially if he's an administrator, he's got he's totally dependent upon the government. Gets a government paycheck, gets a government pension, gets government health care, taken care of by the government. He thinks government is great. I hope he never finds out the truth that government is like fire. It's a dangerous servant, but a fearful master.
Well, that's for sure. And it doesn't take a Marxist school administrator, because increasingly school teachers don't understand the difference between individual liberty and collective authority.
Because they never learned it in school. That's the thing. They never learned it in college. And pretty soon we have a whole nation of people who want to depend upon the government to look after them, not realizing, of course, that any government that can provide whatever you want has to be able to take whatever you have. And a government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave has got to be able to control you from the cradle to the grave.
Well, that's the predicament that America really finds itself in today. And it's certainly hopeful that people in this audience and beyond begin to really reestablish the connection between the importance of private property and a system that is able to sustain itself, where people own their own life and are responsible for their own action and can create what it is they can create. You know, yesterday, flipping the TV, I found the movie 1984 playing. And if people haven't watched that movie, because it really is a movie that depicts the conclusion of what sustainable development will bring, where national governments are gone, where large regional governments battle with each other, where human beings are the tools used as biological resources for a ruling elite to achieve what it is that sustainable development really seeks. Now, people say, oh, well, sustainable development's a good thing. It's saving our resources for future generations.
We're going to be back here in just a moment here. This is Michael Shaw of Freedom Advocates.
Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Hi, this is Michael Golden. Voice of Many Waters Ministry would like to invite you to join my wife, Danette, and I for a special night of Messianic praise and worship music. The time is Saturday, January the 19th at 7 p.m. And the place? 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. A love offering will be taken at the door. You can call 1-800-205-6245 for more information or 970-587-5267. See you there. Shalom.
The American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Michael Shaw. And Michael, before we go on, I want you to get your website out and how people can get in touch with your ministry.
Well, our website is freedomadvocates.org. Easy enough, freedomadvocates.org. You can go to the web that we have, and we've compiled information and articles over the last five or six years on sustainable development and all of its fingers. If you're a school teacher and you want to expose your your students to the issues that arise under sustainable development, our website is a great place to start. We've got pamphlets and audio and video, as well as lots of writings. And you know, you spend a day at that website, and you'll have a good understanding of how the global local plan called sustainable development is affecting your neighborhood, because it is across the country at this point in time. And usually it's being headed by politicians who have no idea what they're doing, but they know that their political power through their political party, whether it's Democrat or Republican, comes by virtue of their capacity to advance sustainable development principles. Look at the presidential lineup, and you know, if there's 15 candidates, at least 14 of them are fully committed to sustainable development policy. If you watch the Republican candidate reactions to Congressman Ron Paul, who is probably the only candidate who would stand opposed to sustainable development policy, you can see the kind of mockery that grows up around those who advance this principle. Their best defense is to mock those who begin to expose the principles that sustainable development operates under.
Well, this is really an aristocratic or a platonic idea. We need a ruling elite. People can't manage their own affairs. That's why they've got to be able to control our property and control, you know, what we do. And we've got to be able to control the animals. This newest thing that they have, every farm animal now has to be identified and registered with the federal government. What possible justification is there for that? Oh, well, that's how we're going to track mad cow disease. And yet they won't allow wide testing for mad cow disease. You know, they're not really trying to stop mad cow disease, but they have to have an explanation. Everything is going to have to be tracked, and the next thing will be of domestic animals, and then, of course, individuals. Everybody's going to have either a chip in them or an RFID of identification card, and there's always a justification, but it's all about control. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, it is. It is the purpose of sustainable development, and the effect of sustainable development is the destruction of your rights. It's about creating crisis, whether it's global warming or RFID or unaffordable housing. It's create the crisis so that you cause a shortage.
Right.
That's easy enough for anybody to understand. And once you've created the shortage and you create the kind of public hysteria, it's easy to slide in the police state. The sustainable development is the road to a police state in the United States. And we can look around the country and we can see emerging and growing calls for privatizing roads and jails, for the creation of a transcontinental toll-based highway system owned by foreign corporations. That's the Trans-Texas Corridor and the plan to take the entire continent and put it under these foreign-controlled ownership systems so that product can be shipped into the United States from places like China more directly and efficiently. It's about directing public money for the construction of government-controlled, privately built, public-private partnership, affordable housing projects in nations everywhere.
Well, our telephone number is 970-689-8255 if anybody has a question. 970-689-8255. And you go right ahead, Michael, because I think it's so important that people understand this is an ongoing process.
It is.
By a group of people. Many of them well-meaning, but some of them truly diabolical, want to take away our property rights.
Well, those who are well-meaning are simply foolish.
Surely.
And short-sighted and not very smart. It's about the privatization of our military forces. And something that Coloradans are beginning to understand, it's about the collectivization of water resources. It's about the creation of green belts surrounding our cities. You know, smart growth stacks and packs people in high-rise buildings and puts them on public transit, and ultimately will restrict where people can move. We'll end up with a society where the wildlands are off-limits to human beings. In fact, the Wildland Project in the United States, this is a this is a truism. It just sounds to people who haven't been paying attention just unbelievable. But the Wildlands Project takes 50% of the land mass of the United States and puts it in a wildland zone. Now, once you do that, people can't enter or exit these areas. Resources can't be extracted from these areas. You know, this proves the point that the goal is to create a shortage so the crisis follows and the police state evolves.
Amen to that. Well, we've got a caller. Who do we have calling? Who's calling?
Hello?
Hello, yes. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah,
or,
I do, actually. I was wondering, I've been reading up on this quite a bit, well, for years, but excessively lately, and I was wondering what your thoughts are on Dr. Deagle's ideas and some of the stories from Philip Schneider.
I don't think you're going to have to tell us what those ideas are.
Well, Philip Schneider was a person who got murdered in the mid-90s for coming out and saying he'd worked for the government building underground prisons and cities and several different things. And he actually claimed that there is a underground war with fourth-dimensional entities, whether it be alien or demons or whatever, and actually had claimed to have been severely wounded. He had all his toes burned off and his fingers burned off.
I really can't comment on that because I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah, I think, you know, like I said, I've been studying this whole thing for so long. It's such a huge picture.
Sure, well, it is. The thing is that maybe it's true. Sometimes people will say things that are so ridiculous to discredit the whole idea. We just don't know.
Sure.
And I don't think either I or Michael would want to comment on something we were uncertain about.
Sure, I can understand that. If you get some spare time, you might want to look it up.
Okay, well, thanks so very much for calling.
Thank you, and you guys have a good day.
All right, bye-bye. So, go ahead, Michael.
Well, you know, it's the movement here is really designed to subsidize favored industry and favored participants, those who partner with government in order to achieve these globalist ideas. That's important for people to have some sense for where sustainable development comes from. Is it something that was thought up by George Bush or Bill Clinton? And the answer to that is no. It truly is a sustainable movement. The concepts and the verbiage and the directives really come from the United Nations. And people say, oh, wait a minute, you know, the United Nations is not running the United States. And I say, well, not officially it's not, but the U.S. State Department reports to the UN our progress with sustainable development implementation every couple of years. There's no doubt that under Democrat and Republican administrations, we have been a tool of UN policy for some time now.
Will you hold that thought? We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Bible teacher and author of various publications on the Hebraic roots of the Messianic biblical faith, Eddie Chumney will be speaking in Johnstown two special nights, January 15th and 16th. Also featuring the Inner Court Hebraic Dance Group. Pizza and Subways will be free. The location is the Johnstown Community Building, 101 West Charlotte, across from the KHNC radio station. Call the radio station for more information at 970-587-5175.
KHNC brings you another exciting meet and greet Sunday, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. here at the KHNC studios in Johnstown. Meet with magnetic hair developer Bob Kirschbaum as he conducts a workshop on the use of therapeutic magnets. And delight yourself with Jerusalem Imports as Dinah brings you authentic, one-of-a-kind imported products from Israel. Join us here Sunday afternoon, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. Call 800-205-6245 for more information.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is Dr. Michael Shaw of Freedom Advocates. And, Michael, we've got one more segment to go.
Good. Well, this decision I talked about earlier is called Crown Point, and Crown Point versus Sun City, Idaho. And Crown Point is a simple illustration of how the principles of equal justice contrasts with the doctrine of social justice. Now, social justice can be defined as law formulated to obtain government's social objectives at the expense of individual liberty. Now, many law schools, including my alma mater, now teach social justice principles in the training of new lawyers. The American concept of equal justice supports a respect for the independence and the unalienable rights of every individual. Social justice and equal justice are diametrically opposed standards of law. Private property is ultimately abolished under the social justice doctrine. Sustainable development is committed to social justice. You hear that incantation wherever you go these days. But social justice is a communist form of law. It determines what it is, what the outcome ought to be before it applies anything to individuals. And then when it applies to individuals, it doesn't really. It applies to groups. It's a group justice. It's a group control mechanism under the law to change what is traditionally American. The idea that each individual owns a right to their life with the principles of life, liberty, and property at the cornerstone of our legal system evaporates. And that's why private property owners sitting in rural Colorado are under such an attack today. And it's why ordinary citizens need to come to understand that when their neighbors' rights are abused by a government running out of control, their rights follow. So, the idea of sustainable development, with all of its flowery language, needs to be understood at its core by the average American. If not, you can figure your children are going to live in a police state. It doesn't happen accidentally. It happens in accordance with a plan and in accordance with a philosophy. And that's why there's no time as critical in all of American history as is today, because we're now facing a threat. It's going to do our nation in, really do in humanity, because when America falls as that shining example on a hill, the tyrants around the world will gather and gain control over all. And that's what sustainable development is all about.
And, you know, of course, as our attention is focused on what's going on overseas, you know, and our young men are being sent over to Iraq to fight for freedom and democracy, we're losing our freedom here at home. And people don't understand that one of the purposes of our being in Iraq is a great diversion. So the American people will not see what's going on here, and our attention is diverted elsewhere.
Well, that's exactly right. It's why it's so important that we make sure we have a basic understanding, that we teach our children this basic understanding, that we don't rely on a government school system to teach this stuff, because they simply aren't going to. It's been generation after generation. This isn't a sudden relapse of the American mind. It has been planted and nurtured for a long time now. Throughout the entire 20th century, it has moved toward this concept of sustainable development philosophy. And, you know, the first person to use the terminology sustainable development in this context was Woodrow Wilson. Now, it wasn't until 1992 that the United Nations came out in their conference in Rio de Janeiro with the official terminology and definition of sustainable development, but it has taken root throughout the world, and no place is a bigger target than right here in the good old USA. Now, the single state in the Union has had a governor who has taken the reaction to expose the truth of sustainable development to a state's residents. The National Governors Association has adopted the principles of sustainable development and has put us on a very fast road toward its implementation. So, somewhere, someplace, sometime very soon, a group of Americans needs to gain control over their local governments, their state governments, and begin to roll back the sustainable development implementation that is happening here, there, and everywhere.
Well, I think it's so vitally important that people understand that there is a coordinated effort, that tremendous finances. This is being used by the elite of people of great wealth. And it's really very appealing. I mean, what's wrong with sustainable development? Certainly we want to preserve energy, and we want to preserve, you know, natural resources for generations yet unborn. But, you know, of course, what they really want is control. And they use all of this highfalutin, you know, idealistic terminology. But they, if you use the term sustainable development and substitute the word socialism, why, you will see that every problem that they raise as far as sustainable development, the solution is more government controls.
Well, but the socialism we're talking about under sustainable development isn't a 19th century notion, isn't what 20th century the Soviet Union went through, because it's much more sophisticated. You know, the barriers between socialism and fascism are really very small. I remember having a seventh grade teacher who said, we need to really worry about communism when it changes its economics from socialism to fascism. And that's really, I think, what sustainable development is. It calls for centralized control, but it's not an economy where government does all. It's an economy where government picks its partners. Business guys that support a centralized government and the partners then run the business in accordance with the political ends and the goals of a political regime that is dedicated to burying the ideals of individual liberty. And once a person begins to grapple with this, you look around our society, you see examples of it happening everywhere.
We're out of time, Michael. God bless. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
KHNC brings you another exciting meet and greet Sunday, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. here at the KHNC studios in Johnstown. Meet with MagnetiCare developer Bob Kirschbaum as he conducts a workshop on the use of therapeutic magnets. And delight yourself with Jerusalem Imports as Dinah brings you authentic, one-of-a-kind imported products from Israel. Join us here Sunday afternoon, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. Call 800-205-6245 for more information.
Hi, this is Michael Golden. Voice of Many Waters Ministry would like to invite you to join my wife, Danette, and I for a special night of Messianic praise and worship music. The time is Saturday, January the 19th at 7 p.m. And the place? 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. A love offering will be taken at the door. You can call 1-800-205-6245 for more information or 970-587-5267. See you there. Shalom.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Bible teacher and author of various publications on the Hebraic roots of the Messianic biblical faith,
Eddie Chumney will be speaking in Johnstown two special nights, January 15th and 16th, also featuring the Intercourt Hebraic Dance Group. Pizza and Subways will be free. The location is the Johnstown Community Building, 101 West Charlotte, across from the KHNC radio station. Call the radio station for more information at 970-587-5175.
And, of course, we have a video or DVD on sustainable development, the road to world government, and there's a syllabus that goes with that, which we think is very, very important. And it really gives you the background of this whole idea of what's going on. It has a summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment, which was the master plan that came out of the second Rio conference in 1992. And it has the Earth Charter, and it has the World Bank Water Policy, and it has just a lot of documents you won't find elsewhere. And, of course, it takes you into an understanding of the spiritual forces behind this movement, because behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. It even quotes extensively from West Magazine, an interview with Marie Strong, who was one of the three authors of the Earth Charter, where he talks about how he has his recurrent dream of how he and a group of other wealthy men will collapse the economy and the stock market and destroy our civilization as a means of saving the planet. Very, very revealing about how these people think, because they think differently than you and I. But then, remember, Marie Strong is deeply involved in the occult, as are almost all of the people who are at the upper echelons of this movement. So that's the DVD or video on sustainable development and the syllabus that goes with it. And then, of course, we have a great DVD put out by our friend Michael Kaufman on global warming, because that's one of the scams that's being put out. How could global warming not be true? I mean, when all the media tells us it is and all our experts tell it is true, and the trouble is it's a lie. And Michael has done an excellent job on this DVD on global warming, and we recommend it to you. And he has another one on the New World Order. He's done some excellent work. And of course, we have our own work and writings on sustainable development as well. Let me recommend the material that you can get from Michael Shaw at freedomadvocates.com. But to understand all of this effort, all of this movement to destroy America, and believe me, it's well underway today as our economy is beginning to collapse, and certainly they intend to destroy the value of our currency. And when you do, there's no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch the currency. They're in the process of doing it. And as Alan Greenspan says in his book, his latest book, The Age of Turbulence, not one person in a million will recognize what is happening. Not one person in a million will recognize what's happening as they debauch the currency. So understand what's going on, and then, of course, we hope you'll want to join us. You can listen to my programs 5 hours a day on the Internet. Certainly this program is on the Internet, and then we do 2 hours with GCN Live online, GCN Online, and then of course, 2 hours with Radio Liberty. You can go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and listen to our live programs, our archive programs, and our MP3 programs. Get others to listen. Get our material and help us get this information out. There is a plan to take away our freedom. And not only that, but to actually eliminate most of the people in the world, as incredible as it seems. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.